Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:06. It is Saturday morning. I'm here with, of course, Ewelina Potocka.
Chris Farman też tu jest. Jesteśmy razem. Dzień dobry. Witamy was bardzo serdecznie w sobotę, 6 minut po 11.
1 hour down. How are you feeling? You still energized?
Oczywiście. Yes. When I see you, are always very energetic.
We have another what? Hour and a half. We're here until 12:30, people. 12:30 on your Saturday morning.
Amazing. Czy można chcieć czegoś więcej? Czy może być lepiej?
Do you know what? But today, come on, it's bright, it's beautiful, much better than yesterday. I think it's gonna be a good day.
Oczywiście, że będzie good day.
I'm feeling it's gonna be a good day. I was at the coffee shop this morning, I got a free muffin.
Wow, fantastic. So after a Friday 13th, it's just, you know, Saturday 14th.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so better.
It really is, it really is. I am in the Saturday mood, I have to say.
O matka, się boję, co tu się dzisiaj wydarzy? Trzymajcie mnie.
I have no idea what the Saturday mood means, but we will find out over the next hour and a half.
Oczywiście,
I'm
że
sure.
Tak, zostańcie koniecznie z nami. Pamiętajcie, 603-3x06, jesteśmy do waszej dyspozycji.
Now, before 11, we were asking you what gadgets you have recently bought, and because people love gadgets, yes?
Kochają. Wydawanie pieniędzy na gadżety to jest chyba najwspanialsza rzecz na świecie. Oczywiście trzeba tę kasę mieć, by ją wydać na gadżety.
I finally upgraded to the latest iPhone XS like 1 week ago, yes?
Tak, znamy twoją smutną historię.
I get it. Next day I see iPhone 11 is coming out. Are you kidding me? Are you absolutely kidding me?
Ale mój parowar ciągle działa i czeka na szparagi.
I'm not happy about this at all.
But we're not the only one.
No, text messaging. I bought a welding machine, but I can't weld.
Czyli spawanie. Maszyna do spawania, ale nie potrafię... Ale że co? Że it looks nice? Że wyglądała ładnie? Czy była w dobrej cenie? Czy może kolor pasował do wystroju mieszkania? Drogi słuchaczu, bo podejrzewam, że to jednak jest pan. Cóż popchnęło cię do tego czynu, by jednak wydać pieniądze na maszynę do spawania? Welding machine.
People don't buy a welding machine if they don't plan on welding.
Like, no właśnie.
That's just absolutely crazy. That's like buying a lawnmower without having grass
tak
to cut.
Tak jest. No więc właśnie.
Please elaborate
please,
on this.
Please, tak, zdecydowanie.
I really don't understand at all. Like, it just sits there, gathering dust. Does he look at it? Is it an ornament?
Może o to chodzi, by właśnie zbierała kurz. Może to ma być właśnie taki object, you know, for gathering dust. Maybe it's just the point.
Maybe.
maybe właśnie o to chodzi.
Yes, we are talking about gadgets. We all love a good gadget. Evelina's most recent gadget,
parowar,
of course.
Steaming machine.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You know, women's gadgets, I love how you just go to the kitchen and you buy something for the kitchen. Hey, it's a gadget. For a man in the kitchen, it would have to be a coffee machine, I believe. You know, I've been looking at coffee machines and there's even ones with like basically iPads fitted into
them. Oczywiście, że tak. There is even one you can, when you're still in bed, you know, you have an application and you say like, proszę cappuccino, najlepiej podwójne, do tego dużo białej pianki, teraz.
No way. Really?
I to działa.
How amazing. Just waking up to the smell of coffee.
Oh, that, it's just like a perfect, tak jak w reklamie, you know?
It really is.
Budzi cię ta mgiełka.
But now here's a question. Why do you need a wife? Aha!
Aha!
Can gadgets replace the wife?
No cóż.
Possibly. I have Alexa at home, the Amazon Alexa, and she is fantastic.
It's still not a wife.
She's very close. From my bed,
I can shout. Are you going to marry your Alexa?
Do you know what? I guarantee there is some American in the world who probably has already tried that.
Yeah, maybe,
I guarantee.
Maybe. or an Asian guy.
Yeah, of course. But also, these gadgets, why are they always given female names?
Zawsze?
Yeah, Alexa, for example. Siri is, I would say, more feminine than masculine.
No może.
Why are they always given female names?
Ale welding machine also has like a female name.
I don't know if I'd class a welding machine as a gadget, but...
Yeah, but you know, the subject gadgets and wife, as you already mentioned, mamy tutaj pewne... no, pewną taką walkę, you know? When it comes to gadgets and, you know, spending money on your gadgets, on the things you really need, the most important thing you really need in your life, and then you see your wife.
Yep. And I can guarantee.
Bo przecież rachuneczki trzeba popłacić. Yeah. Chociaż nie chcę tutaj stereotypy popadać, aczkolwiek gadżety i żona albo gadżety i mąż, to może się trochę kłócić. W sensie takim, że później trzeba się wytłumaczyć, dlaczego tyle wydałeś.
I guarantee there are many men out there who just take cash from the bankomat. And for, because they don't want to put it on their credit card, of course, when they buy a gadget, because of course the wife can see or something like this. And I guarantee many men hide their gadgets.
U mnie jest taka sytuacja, że in my case, yes, I just get informed.
Okay.
Jestem poinformowana, you know, after buying, after the transaction. You know that I'm a fan of gadgets, so I just bought this, okay? I krótki temat, tylko żeby była informacja. No wiesz, no jestem fanem, dobra, kupiłem. Ale to nic nie szkodzi. To co na obiad?
Just quickly inform our listeners, the last thing your partner brought.
A tak.
You told us about it a couple of weeks ago. Just for those that didn't hear about it, what did he buy?
Kask. Like a big helmet of the Fallout game. Czyli z tej gry Fallout, taki gigantyczny kask. Niezbędna sprawa, no co tu dużo mówić.
Crazy. Are gadgets driving a wedge between you and your wife? Who knows?
Tak, ale jeśli chodzi o wife, to jest a special day tomorrow.
It is indeed. It is, what, Wife Appreciation Day. Yes.
Tak.
You need to appreciate your wife on a Sunday. So I suggest shops are going to be closed tomorrow. So the suggestion is...
Pomyślcie o tym dzisiaj, panowie.
Think about flowers today. Chocolates. How do you treat your wife? How would you treat your wife?
No, otóż to dzień doceniania żony. To już jutro. Dzień doceniania żony. Czy powtórzyć jeszcze trzeci raz?
Dzień doceniania żony. Let's get some men texting in. Let's share some masculine ideas. What are you going to do for your wife? Because I guarantee there are some men out there which have no idea what to do. So let's share some ideas.
And we can help you w razie czego, gdybyście mieli problemy z tym, w jaki sposób docenić swoją małżonkę, bo o żonę akurat jutro chodzi. No to co, randeczkę proponujemy wam, drodzy słuchacze, randeczkę w kinie.
Exactly, a nice little cinema day could go down nicely, she could appreciate this, I believe so, but definitely don't forget the flowers.
Tak
603-06-06-06, what is your plan to appreciate your wife?
Bilety do kina do wygrania. We encourage also our English listeners to write to us because we have like cinema tickets and I would like to know how do you appreciate your wives?
Indeed, exactly. Do men appreciate their wives as much as the wives appreciate the men? That is the question. I don't,
my okay. zawsze bardziej, my let's zawsze go, więcej.
Let's go for your relationship, okay?
Who appreciates... Dlaczego mój relationship
yeah,
ma
być przykładem?
No, 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 protestuję.
Who appreciates who more? Be honest. Who appreciates it?
We both appreciate each other.
The same amount?
Tak.
Oh, you're such a liar. But okay, what was the last gift he bought you?
Yes, every day is a gift.
Every day is a gift. Waking up next to him is a gift, yes.
Tak, yes.
Oh my god, I love the diplomatic answers.
Tak jest. Okay. Może ja zacznę ciebie wypytywać o twoje krótkie związeczki. Yeah, you today's relationship. So who appreciates who the most?
I appreciate, you know, I'm the one, I'll buy dinner, stuff like this, you know. Yeah. Crazy. But yes, new gadgets are always coming out. Technology is among us. And even though some of the technology we are absolutely hating, for example, these e-scooters right now, let's say these are like a gadget, yeah, electric scooters, wow.
Ale o tylu wypadkach się też słyszy, jeśli chodzi o te elektroniczne hulajnogi. To jest naprawdę zatrważające. Praktycznie nie ma tygodnia, żeby nie słyszeć o wypadku. Więc jeśli używacie tych hulajnóg elektrycznych, uważajcie.
Honestly, so many people getting fed up with these. But let's be honest, they are the people who use these. Some of the people are not the most intelligent. They decide to leave the scooter in the middle of the pavement. I think we need to realize that, okay, there are blind people out there or people with sight impairments. What happens here? You're just going to trip over, aren't you? You know, if you have a person in a wheelchair, it's impossible to get
prawda,
around.
To prawda, to
absolutely
prawda.
Crazy.
You have to think, you know, sometimes. I mean, when you use the electronic hulajnoga.
Yeah, scooter.
Skuterek.
Yeah.
Elektroniczny.
Electric scooter.
Think also sometimes, yeah?
Yes, true. But have you had a go yet? Have you had a go on one?
Not my thing.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay, so on the positive side, they are absolutely amazing. I have to be honest, they are a lot of fun. You go like 25 kilometers an hour on a scooter without any effort whatsoever. Straight after this program, Evelina, we are going out. We
tak,
are going
tak,
out.
Tak, tak, tak.
Scoot around the town all day until the battery runs out. But seriously, so amazing. A lot of fun.
Can you imagine seeing us, nasze włosy rozwiane, wędrujemy, hey people!
Yeah! I think it can be fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Karol pozdrawia, dziękując za zespół Blenders, zespół z dzieciństwa. Tak, Karolu, tak było. Polski Red Hot Chili Peppers. A tak, dużo funku.
Still alive, I will be chasing a still alive. One, two. Reklama.
PGNiG Superliga w piłce ręcznej mężczyzn. Torus Wybrzeże Gdańsk, Piotrkowianin, Piotrków Trybunalski. Hala AWFIS w Gdańsku. Niedziela, 15 września, godzina 19. Sponsor strategiczny. Torus. Partner strategiczny. Miasto Gdańsk. Sponsorzy główni. Zakład utylizacyjny w Gdańsku. Port lotniczy Gdańsk im. Lecha Wałęsy. Budimex. Gdańska infrastruktura wodociągowo-kanalizacyjna. Entra. NDI Development. Patronat medialny. TVP3 Gdańsk, Radio Gdańsk, Dziennik Bałtycki i Trójmiasto.pl.
Mamo, nie idę dziś do szkoły.
Daj spokój, przecież to dopiero początek roku.
No i co z tego? Zobacz, jak ja wyglądam.
Widzę. Stres nasilił objawy atopowego zapalenia skóry. Mam to samo.
Co za koszmar. Musi być na to jakiś sposób.
Centrum Medyczne Synexus w Gdańsku prowadzi konsultacje dermatologiczne i projekty badań klinicznych dla dzieci, młodzieży i dorosłych z atopowym zapaleniem skóry. Więcej informacji na www.przychodniasynexus.pl.
Teatr Muzyczny w Gdyni przedstawia niezwykle kobiecy spektakl o czułości. Piosenki Kurta Tucholskiego. 8 znakomitych aktorek w 18 muzycznych monodramach. Będzie pikantnie, zabawnie i lirycznie. O czułości. Piosenki Kurta Tucholskiego.
Zapraszam. Dorota Kolak.
www.muzyczny.org. Patronat medialny Radio Gdańsk.
Pytacie, czy można wygrać w lotto? Szczerze, powiem tak. Otóż my, kule, uważamy, że nawet trzeba. No?
W kumulacji lotto do wygrania 8 milionów złotych. Graj w punktach lotto i na lotto.pl. Miliony kręcą każdego.
Pani Władziu, da się pani zaprosić na spacer?
Pewnie. A może przejdziemy się do Oliwy?
Z panią to choćby na kraj świata. A co tam dają?
Badają. Przy ulicy Beniowskiego osoby z cukrzycą, takie jak ja, mogą zrobić badania.
Centrum Medyczne Synexus w Gdańsku prowadzi konsultacje oraz akcje badań wątroby dla diabetyków. Więcej informacji 699 606 606 lub na www.przychodniasynexus.pl.
Ariel z Małej Syrenki Disneya ma w sobie ducha odkrywcy.
Chcę mieszkać tam, kiedy jest cień, lub w słońcu brodzić dzień cały, wśród ludzi żyć, w ich świecie być.
Daj nowemu pokoleniu odkryć jej historię na nowo. Z okazji 30-lecia filmu Mała Syrenka powraca na ekrany kin. Specjalne pokazy tylko w sobotę i niedzielę 14 i 15 września w kinach Helios. Bilety już w sprzedaży na Disney.pl i Helios.pl.
Reklama.
Now, what is going on this weekend?
A lot.
That is the question. Yes, indeed. To start with, after 4 months of constant performance, parties, absolutely everything, Electryków is coming to an end, unfortunately.
Ulica Elektryków.
It is coming to the end of summer. And this weekend, as of, today, we are going to have some parties going on down there. So we do have 3 different stages. Electrical stage, we have 100% trap music. If you're into trap, why not? We also have Poundum? Yes?
Plenum.
Plenum?
Tak jest. Przestrzeń wystawionicza w okolicach ulicy Elektryków.
Plenum, 100% house music. And of course, on the other stage, down at Electrical, we also have 100% techno music. So we have trap, techno and house all going on this weekend down at the Electryków in Stocznia. Entrance before 10 p.m. is of course free of charge. After 10 it's 10 swati. After midnight
20 swati. But if you prefer something more soothing, maybe Sunday, September at 7 p.m. concert of early music performed by the Bianco Fiore. There will also be a short lecture about the Siedlce district, muzyka, o, oh, this is muzyka z 15 wieku w Gdańsku.
And of course, if you are a little bit of an artist, you have the chance this weekend to go down to the photo exhibition of Gdańsk. The Press Photo Prize is there, and you'll be able to see images, hundreds of images from around the world. A great opportunity to actually maybe even brush up on your photo taking skills.
Proszę bardzo, Gdańsk Press Photo Prize. This is the event. Ale fani piłki nożnej z pewnością pojawią się dziś na stadionie. Two great football legends meet this evening at the Energa Stadium here in Gdańsk. Lechia Gdańsk versus Lech Poznań. 5:30, czyli o 17:30.
That's going to be a very intense match,
o,
I assume.
A jakże.
It always is. You Lechia Gdańsk fans are really...
No, Gdańsk to Gdańsk, tak? Jeżeli pojedziesz do Gdyni, to wszyscy fanami są Arki Gdynia, także yeah. Punkt widzenia zależy od miejsca siedzenia.
Crazy. I just love how football fans are so intense. Like, they're all or nothing.
Otóż to, bardzo dobrze powiedziane.
But yes, lots of stuff going on this weekend. Of course, you can find this all on the Radio Gdańsk website as well. So go and check it out. Gentlemen, what's going on? You don't appreciate your wives? What is happening
otóż
right now?
Otóż to, panowie, no wchodzimy wam teraz na ambicje. Dzień doceniania żony już jutro. No co jest? 603-06-0606. Panie do nas wypisują, a panowie?
Yeah, it's incredible, absolutely incredible. But you know what? Men and women are very simple. And women especially.
Because no wiesz co, jeżeli
simple,
mówisz, że
pierwszy
raz słyszę od faceta, że
now,
powiedział, że kobiety są proste.
I have some advice
obsłudzę.
For the men out there. I am going to give some valuable advice. Women are very simple, especially when it comes to emotions. Yeah, women are the emotional creatures. Men are not so emotional. We're also very simple. Men are more like, I would say, like dogs.
No,
yeah,
no,
give us a bone
właśnie.
And we're happy. Yep.
Tak jest.
But women, on the other hand, it's just about their emotional side. So, a few
no, and
things.
This is simple?
It really is, yeah, as long as you do the right things.
Jesteś pierwszym mężczyzną, którego to słyszę ever.
I'll give you some ideas, yes? Okay, so, saying thank you. Saying thank you now and then. It's not difficult, people. It's really not difficult, and the woman will appreciate this. Or saying, I love you. Yes, those three simple words. You know, every time she does something for you, oh, thank you. Or you ask her to do something, please, don't be like, dai mi something, you know, just give me the pilot or something like this.
Dai mi pilota, tak?
Proszę dai mi pilot. Yeah, why can't you be like this? Yeah?
And with this voice. Proszę dai mi pilot.
Exactly. Another idea. Before she wakes up in the morning, and maybe before you go to work,
no, słucham.
Write a small note. Yeah. leave a small note. Just write simply, you know, I value every single day I spend with you, da 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 da. Just make it up as you go along, but make it sound good. Yeah? Make it sound cute.
Utopia. Mówisz o utopii.
Yeah. Just basically say, oh, you know, I love waking up next to you and seeing your face in the morning. Of course, we all know it's a lie, don't worry, because, you know, the morning breath and stuff like this, it's not so nice. But lie your way to happiness. It's fine, it's fine. Just write a small note.
Nie. Tutaj żadne... Co ty teraz mi tu wygadujesz? Myślałam, że mówisz to szczerze od siebie.
And you know what? Leave it in the perfect place. So the place where she first goes in the morning, which, of course, for most people is a toilet, I think.
No, raczej.
Leave it on top of the toilet lid. Yeah, why not? Leave the note on top of the toilet lid. She has something to read as she wakes up.
Co, idziesz do toalety i znajdujesz na desce klozetowej karteczkę z napisem uwielbiam budzić się kocie.
Do you know what? I have a better idea. Write the note on the toilet paper. Yes, how nice would that be? That is a cute idea, I think. Write the note on the toilet paper.
So wiesz, że to sobie before... możesz taką notatkę włożyć.
Fantastic idea. I guarantee no man has ever done that for her before. Now, also number three, give your spouse a break. Yes, of course. We have dishwashers these days, so why don't you load the dishwasher, men? This is not difficult, yeah, to load a dishwasher. It's not always the woman's job to be in the kitchen. If you have children, I know we never really want to look after the children. For men, it's quite difficult. 1 hour is enough. But seriously, that 1 hour, just be like, sweetie, why don't you go take a hot bath? I'll look after the kids for a second. Just put cartoons on the TV. It's as simple as that. They'll be occupied for 1 hour. You can do whatever you want. She's in the bath, having a lovely time. Done.
Chris, I think you should have, like, you know, psychological program here, like a show, especially
so.
For men, tak? Na przykład, tyle rad.
Yeah.
Tyle wspaniałych advice.
Do you know what? Really simple things you can do. Just remember, women are... I think they're more like cats, I would say. Yes? If we compare you to animals, maybe. Men
yeah,
are like
you are
dogs.
A dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Women are like cats, you know. You show them affection and... Yeah, sometimes they come towards you. Who knows? Who knows?
But you know, when it comes to the things like proszę, poproszę pilota, czy mógłbym i tak dalej, it's, you know, to dotyczy zarówno kobiet, jak i mężczyzn, tak? Po prostu między sobą. Szanujmy się. You know, respect. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, it should be. It
yeah.
should be simple. And remember, open the door for her. You know, when she goes to the car,
właśnie,
maybe...
Właśnie, Chris.
Yeah.
Open the door for her.
What are you trying to say, Emily?
You know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say.
It's not my fault if you always go through the door first, is it?
Jak to nie? Jak to nie?
But we do have a text in. I do not plan anything extraordinary because I support my wife and I appreciate every day such things as cooking or laundry, shopping. I'm not a stranger. So tomorrow only I love you.
Nice.
Kind of cute, yes. But a little bit of appreciation wouldn't go amiss. You know.
Pane, proszę pana, Mr., what's your name?
See? We need to find out. 603-06-06-06. If you love my tips, please let me know because Evelina is not so convinced. But I'm pretty sure many men are out there thinking, oh, wow, what a great idea.
Tak, na pewno, z pewnością. Tak, tak, myślę o sobie.
Czasem zwyczajnie kłamie. Jestem próżny, pazerny. Dbam tylko o swoje, 4 litery. Bywam małostkowy, cyniczny i bezduszny. osądzam bez litości, bez serca i miłości. Chciałbym być zawsze niewinny i prawdziwy, chciałbym być zawsze pełen wiary i nadziei.
Tak jak Olek i Lolek, Tytuś, Romek i Atomek, dzieci z Bulerben, Tomek na tropach jedni. Tak jak król już pierwszy, Asterix i Obelix, jak załoga ci MacGyver.
Miewam nieczyste intencje, łamię własne zasady. Jestem niekonsekwentny, drażliwy i nieznośny. Nie potrafię słuchać, a sam bez przerwy gadam, jakbym istniał tylko ja, a światem rządził szata.
Chciałbym być zawsze niewinny i prawdziwy, chciałbym być zawsze pełen wiary i nadziei. Tak jak Olek i Olek, Tytuś, Romek i Atomek, dzieci z Bulerben, Tropak jedni. Tak jak król już pierwszy, Asterix i Obelix, jak załoga ci MacGyver i Pipi. Tam jak Polek i Lolek, Tytuś, Romek i Atomek, dzieci z Bulerben, Tomek na tropach jedni. Tak jak król już pierwszy, Asterix i Obelix, jak załoga ci MacGyver i Pipi.
Message from Adam, I love you will be at breakfast, which I will do every Sunday. That's sweet. That's quite sweet, no?
Is it true?
Oh yeah, that's...
Adamie, czy naprawdę co niedzielę jest wspólne śniadanko i to kocham cię? No mam nadzieję.
And also the question is, who makes breakfast?
Otóż to.
Yeah, you can't just sit at the table and be like, oh, I love you sweetie, after she's made you breakfast, maybe make her breakfast. Who knows?
No, who knows? Adamie, bierzemy cię pod włos. Daj znać 603 i 3x06. Ale panowie, no jak doceniacie swoje kobiety? Nie bądźcie tacy, proszę się podzielić. Dzień doceniania żony już jutro. Proszę o tym nie zapominać, jutro sklepy są zamknięte, a zatem dzisiaj już trzeba pomyśleć o jakimś sympatycznym upominku.
People don't care anymore. What can I say? We just don't
people care,
care. About
I believe it. People care.
Who knows? However, Friends. Friends, we all know Friends. We've watched it on repeat.
And Friends care.
So many times. Friends care. We've watched it on repeat so many times, yes.
To jest po prostu serial never-ending story with yep. Friends, I probably, yeah?
I know some people who have learned English through Friends. They're like, oh yeah, I watch Friends.
No proszę.
Okay, fair enough. So actually, they went through quite an ordeal from the very beginning to the end. So it ended in 2004. The last episode was in 2004. But from the beginning, it turned out actually, even for example, their payment per episode was relatively low. So they locked in a contract for the first 5 years, which started at $22,000, okay, per episode. So for us, it sounds okay. It's a fair amount.
Like for everybody or per person?
Per person. Mm-hmm. However, there was other TV serials on at the time, which were making up to, for example, $800,000 per episode. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a difference there. So in the end, they decided to renegotiate. They increased it until the amount later on, they ended up being paid $1 million per episode.
No.
So they did quite well. Let's be honest, they did pretty well in the end. However, a book has just come out, which I am quite looking forward to reading. It's a book about this whole situation, how it started, because at the start it wasn't even going to happen, about how some of the characters were introduced purely because of their persona. So, for example, they would introduce somebody in order to get a specific audience to tune in more, like the older audience, because maybe they felt that only teenagers were tuning in and they wanted really to identify with more older people. So they introduced a different character, and it's just all about how they kind of organized this or structured it, let's say, or choreographed it. Really, it sounds quite interesting. I do recommend it. The book is called Still Friends. And it's coming out very soon, priced approximately £12.99. Or of course available as an audiobook.
Yeah, and I assume this is gonna be a large hit, yeah. Massive hit. Ta książka z pewnością będzie bestsellerem.
This is something 100% I would read, I think, because Friends has been a part of all of our lives. I don't know if there's anybody out there which has never seen an episode of Friends.
Zgadza się. You may not be a fan, but definitely you know what the series is about.
It's one of those things we just put on in the background all the time when you're cooking, when
Jennifer
you're doing something.
Jennifer Aniston always there.
Exactly. So, fantastic. I think this book is going to be a bit of a hit. Really something to look forward to reading. Definitely. I'm endorsing a book. This is a new me. This is a new me.
Things are changing.
They
people are changing.
Now, do you know what? I have a little fun fact for you.
Yes, please.
Okay, tell me. And I guarantee many people out there do not know this either. Cashews.
That? Yes,
cashews. Where do they come from?
Cashews?
Cashew, yeah. A cashew. The nut. Where does it come from?
Ale co, name? Czy co?
No. Like, where? How does it grow? Like, how do we get them?
No to co? No to sprawdzaj.
Do you know?
No, cashew.
Yeah, but you know the cashew.
Ale dlaczego
nuts,
teraz mnie pytasz o cashew?
Because I've never known where a cashew comes from until today.
Aha, no to słucham.
Yeah, you know, the cashew, the little nut, yeah, the round nut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, Polish, I have no idea what the name is. But I wonder if you know that they actually come from Apples.
Super.
Yeah?
Gratuluję twojej wiedzy.
No, no, no. But seriously, so these cashews, okay, so when you go to the supermarket, you buy a bag of cashews, and they're hundreds of them, yes? Like, in a bag you get, I don't know, maybe 50 cashews. But however, one apple provides one cashew.
Niezbędna wiedza, dziękuję.
This is like Discovery Channel here right now.
Bardzo,
and
tak,
you're
dla ciebie.
Not appreciating this whatsoever. But they come from an apple.
Super, a Artek z Łęgowa napisał o docenianiu żony. W małżeństwie nie powinien istnieć dzień doceniania żony, bo to jest obowiązkiem męża jako mężczyzny, szanować i kochać. However, kwiaty zawsze działają jak i słowo kocham. Learn from Artek.
Nothing more to say.